WAPO, Demographic Changes Are Transforming Georgia into Blue State. By John Binder on February 4, 2021. Georgia's rapid demographic changes spurred by mass immigration are transforming the state from a battleground to a blue state, left-wing activists tell The Washington Post. In the January 5 Senate runoff elections in Georgia, Senators John Ossoff, DGA, and Raphael Warnock, DGA, were boosted in their electoral prospects against Republicans Kelly Loeffler and David Perdue thanks to decades of mass immigration to the state. Activists, as noted by The Post, took note of how the nation's legal immigration levels, where more than 1.2 million green cards are awarded every year, have helped flip states like Arizona, Virginia, and Nevada for Democrats. "You are seeing a shift in young people of color aging into the population, and engaging them in the process early is critical," an activist with Voto Latino told The Post. "You can say that that was the reason why Arizona flipped this year as well. That was why Virginia flipped 4 years ago, that was why Nevada flipped, and Georgia is part of that trend." In Georgia, activists turn to demographic changes that are transforming the state, The Post reports, and set their sights on newly eligible to vote Hispanic Americans. In the Atlanta area, for instance, there was a 60% increase between 2016 and 2020 in the number of Hispanic voters registered. "Many of these new voters," The Post reports, "are the children of illegal aliens who relatives of illegal aliens and thus one of the most sympathetic groups to a pro-illegal immigration agenda. Their growth in the Georgia electorate is only projected to continue booming." The Post reports that in the Atlanta metro area alone, city officials are expecting the Hispanic population to reach 21% by 2050, a 75% increase compared to their share of the population in 2015. In the Senate runoff elections, activists told The Post they reached out to illegal aliens and non-citizens who are not eligible to vote but who can urge their children to vote. And their children, born in the United States and constitutionally granted citizenship from birth, can then do so with their family's interests in mind. In Georgia, more than 500,000 citizens live with illegal alien family members. Before President George H.W. Bush signed the Immigration Act of 1990, Georgia's foreign-born population stood at about 2.7% of its total population, with fewer than 200,000 foreign-born residents in the state. Today, Georgia is home to nearly 1.1 million foreign-born residents who make up more than 10% of the state's population, a 515% increase in 3 decades. Nearly 3 in 10 of these foreign-born residents are Asian and another almost 4 in 10 are Hispanic. Most significantly for Democrats, though, is that in 1990, less than 40% of foreign-born residents in Georgia were naturalized citizens and thus eligible to vote if they were 18 years old or older. Today, more than 45%, or about 480,000, of the state's foreign-born residents are naturalized citizens and thus eligible to vote once they hit 18 years old. The use of the nation's legal immigration as an electoral tool for Democrats is readily recognized by establishment media outlets like The Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, Axios, The Los Angeles Times, and The Wall Street Journal. President Joe Biden is looking to surge naturalization rates at the United States Citizenship and Immigration Services, USCIS, ahead of the 2022 midterms and 2024 presidential election. Biden's order to further trim the naturalization process to make it easier for illegal immigrants to become citizens, and thus vote, would provide big electoral gains to Democrats. "The single biggest threat to Republicans' long-term viability is demographics," Axios acknowledged last year. "The numbers simply do not lie. There's not a single demographic megatrend that favors Republicans. Current legal immigration levels are expected to bring in 15 million new foreign-born voters by 2041. About 8 million of those voters will have arrived entirely due to the process known as chain migration, whereby newly naturalized citizens can bring an unlimited number of foreign relatives to the U.S. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com.